Something a little lighter on this holiday weekend. What's in a smile? Well, apparently a lot can be revealed in the way you smile. In fact, the smile is just one of seven universal emotions, and it can convey all manner of things about you. So to explore this a bit more, Sharon Box is behavioural investigator with the Mind Hush Group. G'day, Sharon. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Rod. How are you?
Well, thanks. So the smile isn't just there to prove you have nice white teeth, huh?
It's actually interesting. There's around 18 different types of smiles, and only one of those actually means that we're genuinely enjoying ourselves, so that the others are all representative of conveying other things. So we'll often smile as a way of masking how we really feel. So we're trying to show that we're happy, but really we might not be. So we might be sad or disappointed. We might be really nervous in a job interview. So there's many, many reasons why we smile, and we go through life often smiling just to get through life sometimes.
Yeah, so you can have all these different smiles for different occasions, from reacting to something maybe hugely funny, which I guess is more a laugh than a smile. Then you can get a grimace or a smirk if there's some sort of doubt or disdain. Do those reactions tell anything about a person's character?
Well, what they're saying is that we're seeing these expressions which are showing their emotion at the time. So we're looking at the whole face. So often we'll see smiles accompanied with other emotions. So we might see sort of anger and disgust and contempt. So we have these combinations of smiles and other emotions, and that can tell us how the person's really feeling. So if they're smiling, but then they sort of, you know, wrinkle their nose, we think, well, actually they're really disgusted, but they're just smiling as a way to sort of cover themselves. So, yeah, so it's looking for these little combinations of the smile with other movements in our faces.
Well, what sort of a smile? Let's do a couple of examples here. I mean, what sort of a smile should we look for? Say when somebody's trying to convince you about something or to even sell you an item.
So what we're looking for is, in those situations, we're looking for those sort of fake smiles. So what we're looking for is there needs to be movement around their lips and the eyes. So normally if someone's faking a smile and they're not intending to sort of be truthful, you'll just see the lips sort of curl up and you'll see no movement in the upper part of the face. So with a real smile, you're looking for the muscle around the eyes, which is a big donut shaped muscle. It pulls the eyes inwards, and we get these wrinkles around the outside of the edges of the eye. And the eyebrows actually come down slightly. So if we see that, plus the cheeks raise up and the lips curl up, we know that probably the person's being truthful in what they're feeling at the time, and therefore we know that they're probably being honest with us with what information that they're giving us.
You mentioned about the eyes, but you're talking about the muscles around the eyes, but what about the eyes themselves? Sometimes you get that sort of twinkle, or you get that look of maybe disappointment or whatever in the eye itself.
Exactly. So our eyes are quite incredible. And we also have the pupils, and they're doing all sorts of interesting things on their own. They can dilate when we're really aroused or excited. Also, when we're angry, our eyes can really dilate because we're trying to take in a lot of information. And then if they really constrict, that can also mean sort of disengagement and sort of disinterest. As you say, we can really glare with our eyes. We can do these death stares. So that can be very telling, and that's usually related to sort of anger and disgust.
Yeah, my kids used to say that, you know, watch him, he's got that stare. And they knew they were in trouble. But what about, what do we look for, say, you mentioned fake smile. Let's say fake smile and polite smile. What's the difference?
Well, normally with a polite smile, you'll just get a tiny little sort of smile with the lips, and usually the lips might be sort of pressed together. So, but when we're sort of really angry, you'll get sort of, you know, a movement in the eyes. You'll get that sort of that stare that's just not quite right. But if the eyes are sort of neutral and sort of relaxed, and just a little sort of pressed smile, that's usually a polite smile.
Mm. All right, Sharon, you enjoy the rest of your weekend, your long weekend, and keep smiling, I guess.
You too. Thanks, Rod.
Thanks, Sharon. Sharon Box, behavioural investigator with Mind Hush Group.